Cuba's capital, Havana, is famous for its colorful vintage cars. They fill the streets and are often popular subjects for visitors' photographs. But these days, Cubans are just as likely to be found traveling around town quickly and quietly on electric scooters made with Chinese parts. Electric motorcycles are solving a lot of problems in Cuba. They are already used for almost everything, said Omar Cortina. He is a Cuban hotel worker who recently purchased his first electric vehicle, a lime green scooter powered by a lithium battery. Until recently, Cuba's roads had changed little in the years since former leader Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution. Old cars with old exhaust systems drove along uneven roads. Today, electric vehicles are an increasingly common transportation choice. Between 2020 and 2022, Cuba-based companies produced more than 23,000 electric vehicles. That number comes from official government sources. Fuel for combustion-powered engines has been hard to find for years in Cuba. People would wait in fuel lines for hours and sometimes even days. Earlier this year, the price for gasoline increased to 5 times the usual price. That means a usual 40-liter tank of gas costs more than a state worker's average monthly earnings. For most Cubans, that made purchasing gasoline nearly impossible. But costly fuel is not the only problem. There are fewer buses in Havana than there were in the past. This year, half the bus routes to points outside the capital were cut, state-run news agencies in Cuba report. Fuel and parts to repair old buses are also harder to find. All these factors have helped to increase the demand for electric vehicles. Products from newly formed companies like Caribbean Electric Vehicles, or VEDCA, are helping to fill that demand. VEDCA is a joint venture between Chinese investor Tianjin Dongxing Industrial and Cuban state bicycle manufacturer Minerva. It has produced more than 2,000 scooters, bikes, and mini tricycle trucks in Cuba with Chinese parts. Julio Oscar Perez is the company's director. Perez told reporters that electric vehicles are not just giving people another way of getting around, they are also solving fuel-related problems. The company, Perez said, has also begun testing a new electric tractor and experimenting with other electric-powered heavy machinery. Other small Cuban companies also sell electric bikes. Some bikes are basic, while others are more costly. The government also recently began permitting imports of much costlier electric vehicles. Imports of automobiles from the neighboring United States have risen to $24.6 million so far in 2024, the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council said. There is a growing number of Cubans who want more luxurious electric and hybrid automobiles, including Teslas. But the number of Cubans who can pay for such vehicles is still small. For Omar Cortina, the hotel worker, just being able to get back and forth from work is enough of a selling point. I'm Ana Mateo.